Hi, Mark Yeager here. I'm on this cruise ship in the middle of Antarctica, and I thought I'd just record a quick video because I've started thinking about retirement. There's so many elderly people on this trip, and some not so elderly, but certainly in retirement age. And you know, my question to you is, have you ever wondered how you can retire comfortably and secure your financial future? That's kind of the question that's been driving me for the last couple days on this. So in this video, we're going to talk about understanding retirement goals, doing a kind of an assessment on your future health, and making sure that you have the strategies in place in order to be able to get to a great quality retirement. So here we go. It's Mark Yeager here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. So, you know, most people want to have a great quality retirement. And here's how I kind of define it. First of all, I don't want to have retirement defined for me. I want retirement defined on my own terms. So everybody tells us that we need to work really hard for 45 years and retire when we're 65 or 67 or whatever, and then we can kick back and live the same life that we've always lived. The problem is we've been sold a little bit of a bill of goods, because by the time we're 65 or 67, trust me, I can see it. There's a lot of walkers and a lot of canes on this trip. You don't have the vim and vigor that you had when you were, you know, 45. And so we're programmed to work, and then 60, 65, 70, whatever, we're kind of done, and we can't really do much except sit on a cruise ship. You know, I'm on a cruise ship, but I'm working, I'm having fun, I'm going out on excursion, and I'm able to move around. And I don't want to be that person that waited until I was 65 when my hips don't work or my knees don't work. And maybe that's what they wanted, and that's fine. But if it's what you want, then you have to plan for that. If you want to retire earlier, then you have to plan for that. And so why are we so positioned to give up our power when it comes to deciding on our retirement date? You know, I believe in retiring early, or at least starting to enjoy your life earlier, setting up your life so that you can enjoy it. So you've got to kind of fully take hold. This is step number one. Understand retirement goals. Fully take a grasp of what your retirement goals are. Like, I don't really plan to retire. I like creating things. I like building things. I like business. I like helping people. To me, that's fun. That's my idea of retirement. So if so, then I get to retire every day. And every once in a while, I pop up a video here like this, and maybe I can help somebody. So, but you've got to have a clear vision of what you want. Let's call it retirement, but let's call it whatever it is that you want after working a 9-to-5 job, or a job that you exchange your time for money, at least, right? Because you don't want to be that person that has to exchange time for money. So what are those different retirement lifestyles that you want? Well, if you were like my dad, and I love my dad, but he kind of set his whole life up to retire early, which was great. And so that was a big inspiration for me. But he never really wanted to do anything after he retired. He wanted to sit around, maybe take a couple of cruises a year, and watch TV. And that's not my idea of a retirement. I just don't see myself doing it. But that was his, and I respect his decision. What is yours? Like, is it to travel the world? I'm on country number 70 right now as I sit here in Antarctica, and my goal is to get to 100. So I have some compelling goals to go, you know, in the future, and I might not stop at 100. What is it for you? Do you want to spend more time on, you know, playing golf and hanging out with your friends and family? That's a great retirement goal. Is it to give back to the community? That's a great retirement goal. But really, what is it? A lot of times people don't think about retirement because they don't have a compelling future, right? They spend all the money they make, and they're like, well, you know, hopefully at the end of this, I'll you know, be able to sell my house or whatever. To me, that's not a real plan, because what if the market collapses like it did in 2008, and you can't sell your house? Well, I guess you need a place to live, so you got to maintain that, but then you got to pay the mortgage if you still have a mortgage. So there's just a lot more thinking that goes into it than most people do. So that's first step, is to understand what you want, right? What you want. So I want you to think about what it is that you want. Sit down, take a few minutes, miss a Game of Thrones episode, right? Take a half an hour and think about what you want for the rest of your life. Plan for it, because if you can plan for it, you can make it a reality. If you don't plan for it, you're at the whim of whatever is in place at that time. God forbid anything changes, and you don't have that availability to you. All right, the next one is to, next step is to assess your current financial health, right? So where are you now? How much savings do you have? What's your debt situation? Are those debts costing you more or less if interest rates go up? What kind of investments do you have? And is that investment just a hedge for inflation? Like most investments these days, a house is a hedge for inflation. Gold is a hedge for inflation. Even the stock market, just if you throw it in a mutual fund and you get an average return, it's basically just a hedge for inflation and your buying power. Like, you know, inflation is not going up 2% a year. I don't care what they say. Inflation is going up, you know, 15, 20% a year. Just look at the prices of houses. Look at the prices of cars. Look at the prices of eggs. You know, look at the prices that we've been experiencing. Just go to a McDonald's. It used to be $3.99 for a, you know, a meal. I mean, if you want to go to McDonald's, but now it's $15.99 or $12.99. It's some crazy price. It's not 2 or 3% a year. It's 300 or 400% a year. So, what is it? What do you have that you can leverage? You know, where are you? Are you going to keep up with inflation, or are you going to exceed expectations of inflation? And so, you know, taking a full financial inventory is really important. And then there are little places out there you can get retirement calculators. Usually your brokerage firm has them. If you want to go to investor.gov, they've got a couple of really good retirement calculators. I think it's a government website, but there's some really good ones. You start playing around with it, you can really see where you are and what the power of time can do for you if you look at some of those compounding ones. So that's step number two, is assess your current financial health. Number three is, what are your savings and investment strategies? You're never going to save your way to wealth. So you have to invest, and you have to beat inflation. And, you know, you've got to start fairly early. So if you haven't started, now's the time. Just take something and put it away. Get the habit of putting money away. So if you could do it in a deferred retirement account, like an IRA, whether it's pre-tax or post-tax, a regular IRA, traditionally they call it, or a Roth IRA, where you actually pay tax on it, and then you put after-tax money in it so that you're not taxed when you pull it out, there are lots of benefits to doing that, because you're not taxed on it as your money accumulates and compounds and grows. So, you know, that's a good thing. Tax-deferred retirement accounts are really good. And then you've got to have some kind of risk management in place. What happens if this happens? What happens if the real estate market crashes? What happens if the stock market crashes? Can I handle that? Do I have enough savings and food and all that kind of stuff to live if something weird happens in the economy in the world? So you've got to have some budgeting and expense management as well. So that would be my next step, is to kind of start to think about what you're spending. So I've been traveling for 6 months, right? 6 months now. And I've been traveling with basically two backpacks. And one of them has all my, you know, computers and podcasting stuff in it. And the other one has my clothes and shaving cream and shaving kit and all that. And I've been able to live for 6 months on the same set of clothes. Now, I got to do a little bit of laundry every few days, but I'm still, you know, I'm managing, and I have a pretty decent wardrobe, you know, small enough to curl up and put in a bag. But it's not like I have to have 10 pairs of shoes, and I don't have to have 20 different slacks and, you know, 50 different shirts. I mean, I just have a few basic things, some t-shirts, some, you know, polos, some button downs, just a couple, and a pair of slacks and whatever. And I've been able to go from Greece to Dubai to Thailand to Australia and New Zealand, and now in Argentina and on this boat. We don't need a lot of things that we think we need, right? We don't need to go out 5 times a week and spend, you know, 6 times the amount of money that we would normally spend if we just learn to eat at home. Great. Give yourself a pat on the back and a reward for doing a job well done for the week or something, if you want to go out, take your spouse out and have a nice dinner or something like that. But to go out every single day, not only are you losing all the time for that, but you're also spending a lot of money. So start to budget. Realize what you're spending your money on. And the way I would do it is, I would recommend that you write down everything you spent your money on. Everything. I don't care if it's a, you know, piece of gum or if it's a, you know, a car. Write everything down that you spend your money on in a month, right? Just do it for a month. Every day you wake up, you know, you carry this thing with you, and you write down, carry it with you, and write down what you spent. Put it on your phone, whatever. But you've got to get a highlight and a handle on what's going on with your expenses. All right, the next step is to seek professional advice. So you want to get the advice of somebody that's a professional, that doesn't, you know, that does this every day. Now, I have my own opinions about financial planners, and I used to be one. And I just think that they're taught how to sell, and they're taught how to do diversification strategies to get you average returns. I don't think they're taught how to get outlandish returns, but that's the topic of a different podcast or video here. So you want to have somebody that can sit down with you and personalize your financial plan. So having some kind of financial planning is better than not having any. So go seek out the advice of a good financial planner or retirement advisor. And so those are the main points that I wanted to stress here, is that, you know, retirement should be a fun thing to think about, a fun thing to look forward to, a fun plan to implement, a fun goal to achieve. And so if you can visualize it, and you could start to think about it a little bit more and make a plan for it by using those steps that I outlined, I think you're going to be a lot happier and you're going to have a lot better retirement.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.
The information you just heard is for education and information. This is not financial advice.